Blog Talk Radio.
Jalito, Oseo, everyone. I'm El Ross Smith today. You are tuned in live to another episode of our Talk Times of America radio. Title of tonight's show is The Confederacy, Slavery, and Identity, okay? Tonight, I started a little late, you know. As always, it's better late than never. And tonight, I got a special guest on with me for the first time. Yeah, my brother Gavin Pollard. Did I say that right?
Pollard.
Gavin Pollard. Tonight, and he's just going to give some insight, some input, add on, and, you know, break some things down anywhere he can or feels the need to. Say that again.
Said that's what I'm here for.
Oh yeah, man, absolutely. And you can introduce yourself, you know, to the audience.
All right, a quick introduction. My name is Gavin Pollard from Battle Creek, Michigan, the center of the state, right between Detroit and Chicago on the west. I was a student at Western Michigan University. I studied Africana studies, and upon my studies, I came across some family history about us being Choctaw, and that led me down the rabbit hole, and now I'm here.
Oh, yeah. And I appreciate that. Thanks for joining me tonight on this show with such a late notice came through. So let's get it on the road. Yes, sir. As always, I'd like to thank the Oncasters for allowing me to use this platform and give out this information to my people and to the world. And without further ado, let's get into it. Like I said, the title of the show is The Confederacy, Slavery, and Identity. So I'm going to go in that order, you know, starting with the Confederacy. Like, what is this whole organization? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of controversy and, you know, all that. Just a lot of talk about the Confederacy and the Confederate battle flag and just, like, what does it really represent, right? So that's, like, what we're going to speak about tonight, and I'm going to try to answer those questions.
Let's get it cracking.
All right. Let's do it. And I'm going to read specifically from a post that I had. I made a couple years ago. Let me pull it up. And what had led me to just to do this show was I was scrolling on Instagram and I saw this video. And in the video was a melanated group, and they were questioning this Albion dude that was holding up a Confederate flag. And in the video, one of the melanated guys at the head of the group says, "Why are you holding that flag? Do you know what that flag represents?" And then Albion says, "It represents my heritage. My family fought under this flag for the farm that they were protecting," right? So land, basically. And then the melanated dude said, "Who worked on that farm?" And then, like, the video kind of just went like, oh, and the crowd went wild. And then the scene moved back to the Albion guy, and he said his family worked on that farm. And he also said, "Do you know how expensive slaves were back then?" So he was saying his family was poor, or they didn't have enough funds to purchase these slaves. These people they call slaves are Africans.
or Negroes.
Exactly. And then, like, I was just checking out the comments, and I just saw a whole lot of confusion as usual, just a lot of confusion that's caused by ignorance of just not knowing the true history or knowing their identity. So that was my inspiration.
Exactly, because that was important. He said they were protecting the fire. He never really said they owned the fire.
Right.
Because whose land was it really?
Oh, yeah. Our land.
And that's something they dropped. The way people say stuff sometimes gives us clues to what they're really trying to tell us.
Right, we gotta definitely pay attention to the context clues, you know. That you gotta pay attention. Knowledge is not free. You gotta pay attention. I like that.
You really gotta pay.
Yeah.
And it does pay. If you look at the quarter, South Carolina, they made one. You know how they got the quarters and they put stuff on the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got one, if you look it up, called Fort Moultrie, Moultrie.
Hmm.
And on the back, you see a man with a fez type cap. With a crescent moon on it, holding a flag with a crescent moon on it.
Wow.
With a ship behind them. And then if you know anything about South Carolina and the Confederacy, as well as the flag of South Carolina, you have a crescent moon and you have the palm tree, which is almost like a star.
Yeah. Wow, so it's all connected.
Yep, it's all right in your face if you really know what to look for.
Right. Wow. Just drop some gems, man. Ain't even got 5 minutes in the show. It's already on and popping, man.
Get it nice and interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You said you're pulling up a post?
Yeah, I'm pulling up the article, but seem to have misplaced it. And if you had something to read, you can go ahead, or you had something to speak on, feel free.
Well, we can talk about the colors of the Confederate flag.
Oh, yeah.
The red, the white, and the blue.
Right.
But that's important to talk about. You know, you got Egypt.
Definitely.
And you know the Mississippi is called the Nile of the West.
Right.
And you got kind of, if you want to look at it this way, kind of where they call it Little Egypt in North America, where the Mississippi and the Ohio meet in southern Illinois, around that area. That's close to the Mason-Dixon line, too, and that goes back to the Confederacy.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, I read upon that. Huh.
And those colors, you know, red, white, and blue, you know, where the rivers meet, you know, where the kingdoms meet. You got the red now, the white now, in the blue now.
Right.
And then
that
the
was exactly, that was represented by they showed on the crowns of, you know, the pharaohs and the priests of Egypt. They had red crowns, or they had blue crowns along with the white crown.
Exactly.
Right.
And they got 13 stars on the flag.
13.
And that,
you know how significant that number is.
Beings.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the zodiac because you got the star in the center, which
exactly.
would be the sun, and then the 12 stars around it, which would be the 12 houses of the zodiac.
Right. Based off the 12 apostles or
the 12 houses of Israel.
Exactly. 12 major constellations.
And the missing house, or the missing tribe, the lost tribe of Israel, are what people call the Negroes.
Right.
Who a majority of them are located
right
in
America.
The Mason-Dixon line,
mm-hmm.
in what would be called the Confederacy.
Yeah, and the supposedly southern-owned states.
The Gulf Coast region.
Yeah.
Up to D.C. Over across to right below Missouri, because Missouri was on the borderline.
Yeah.
Which is why things are going on in Missouri today like they were before.
Ah, that's a good point. Man, cannot find this article for nothing.
Do you remember what it was about?
Yeah, it was a post I had made, and the article was, like I said, based upon the Confederacy and how, like you had just broke down a little bit of the symbology of the Confederate battle flag, and just pointing the symbology of the indigenous cultures and how that applied to us, and how that's really our science. So it's, you know, it's, that flag was our flag until, you know, the powers that be kind of just made it seem like it's theirs.
Like a lot of other stuff. Like if you take a look at 101 Amazing Facts About the Negro,
right,
by J.A. Rogers, you see in the back pictures of people in Spain in the robes and the hoods that you would liken to the KKK.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, and I can expound upon that. Like you were saying, people think KKK, they associate these robe figures now with the white pointy hats as, you know, KKK and some you know, with the Albion guy, but it's really came from a group of Moors that was in Seville, Spain. Like, it was a brotherhood. And that's what they did, like, what is it, like 200 years before the KKK even existed.
Exactly. But that's what happened in Europe. And, you know, we were already over here, so, you know, they were doing that over here, and we're not familiar with what's going on in Europe, so we see that, and they're doing what they do with it, so when we see it, it looks like something else.
Right. We think it's just their original make creation. It's not. And then the same way they took the headdresses and the robes and, you know, that tire, they did the same way to the swastika, what people call the swastika. Like, that's the way Adolf Hitler is associated with the swastika. Is that's not factual. He stole that idea or that symbol. You know, that's a power symbol, you know, of ancient indigenous people worldwide. Like, can be found in Ethiopia, can be found in Arabia, and they also can be found right here in North America, and specifically. Say that again.
Said the Pacific Rim too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Also in the Serpent Mounds of Ohio.
Because it means many things, like a lot of other things means a lot.
Right.
But when you tell something else, or when you show something else, you believe something else.
Exactly. That's why some people, you know, gotta ask questions, gotta have an open mind, and you can't just be comfortable or so accepting of information.
Exactly. You got to do the research for yourself.
Right.
Because anybody can tell you anything.
Real, real quick. It's all about, also, what is it called? What's the word? Credibility as well, like.
Exactly.
It's important too. And I want to just try to take a quick pause. I got about like 3 minutes left in the show. I started late, so that's the reason. But if anyone feels like they have any comments or questions, feel free to call in. Time is now.
Ahora.
Yes, indeed. Again, if y'all have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. Got a couple minutes remaining in the show. Don't want to forget about my listeners. It's always good to have some feedback. Okay, since I don't see any callers that have called in, I got about a minute and a half remaining within the show. I don't even know where the time went. It went by pretty quickly.
Did go by pretty quick.
So I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up, and I will be on tomorrow night, this time at 10 o'clock. PM Central Time Zone, Texas Time Zone, you know what I'm saying?
That's
and as always, And I want to thank my brother Gavin for coming on with me again with such late notice and dropping just some information and jewels within a short time that he was on with me. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Right, and as always, I like to leave everyone by saying that your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi, Wado, thank you. Peace out.
Peace.